Hello and welcome back to Scarlet Joe's Redemption, Curious Minds for the Healthy Pet. Today I'm going to go into the week of Halloween, and if you've been following me on my Instagram, you've been seeing I've been posting some helpful tips and tricks for puppy parents to keep in mind when you have a puppy at this time. So today's focus is going to be pretty much keeping an eye on your puppy when you have trick-or-treaters. So this is like, if anything, a complete overload stimulation. Depending on your puppy, you have stranger danger coming to the door multiple times, probably throughout maybe a 3-hour period. And, you know, really watch your puppy. How is your puppy reacting? Is it excited? Is it scared? Is it anxious? Really give it that attention within the first 10 trick-or-treaters that come to your house. Really noticing what they're reacting to. Is it the doorbell? Is it their masks? Is it their costumes? Is it the doorbell, the knocking, the kids screaming trick-or-treat? You very well could have a puppy that is happy-go-lucky and doesn't mind these things at all, even though keeping it a positive experience. You know, if there's a lot of kids that are like, oh my goodness, I want to see your puppy. Sure, that's great. It's a good interaction for your puppy, but keeping it positive and knowing, you know, how the puppy is reacting to maybe 3 little kids touching its head. If you have that anxious puppy, note that. Pay attention to that. And pay attention to what the kids are saying and doing when they're touching the puppy. You don't want, in my mind, this is a very busy time, very overwhelming. You might have kids of your own that are trying to get out the door and trying to go trick-or-treating themselves. You have kids coming in to trick-or-treats, you know, to your door. You might not have time to train your puppy. And if you don't have time, that's completely okay. If this is too much for you right now to train your puppy during this busy, exciting, fun time, then make sure your puppy is happy hanging out in your living room and playing with a toy, or maybe outside, and keeping an eye on the reactions, that it's not turning into an anxious puppy or worried or maybe even aggressive. Maybe they're territorial of your house. And if you're starting to notice that type of behavior, note it and keep an eye on it. And on that note, I would say that could be a training issue, and reaching out to the proper people that can help you if you're finding that your dog's becoming, let's say, aggressive towards people knocking on your door, ringing your doorbell, trick-or-treat, all that fun stuff. And again, if you have that happy-go-lucky dog, great. That's going to make things a lot easier. And always keeping in the back of your mind a positive experience for your new puppy. And let's say you're doing trunk or treats, which I haven't experienced yet. I think I told you guys before, I have a 11-month-old son. So the trunk or treat is actually fairly new for me. You know, as I was growing up, I'm in my 30s, that wasn't a thing. So again, in my mind, if it's trunk or treat and you're like, let me bring the puppy to the car and we're going to park and you're going to have the puppy out with you and kind of make it part of maybe the trunk or treat experience. Again, always pay attention to how the puppy is reacting. When I see these types of certain situations where people want to bring their puppy to an event, they're not necessarily paying attention to the puppy. They're looking around. They're excited themselves that they're there. They're interacting with other people. They're meeting people there. They're eating food. Meanwhile, the dog is shaking underneath the park bench, you know, waiting for mom to pay attention to him. Or maybe picking things up off the ground that it shouldn't be, especially if this is trunk or treat and candy's falling all over the place. You gotta really worry about all those different types of things. The other thing I want to mention is if this is not something your puppy is used to. So let's say you have kids, but this type of energy and excitement that is going around, you might run into diarrhea the next day because the puppy might be stressed. I hate to be kind of sounding like the Debbie Downer or worry wart, but I have seen these situations arise. And, you know, as a previous vet tech and working in the animal hospitals, we're like, all right, it's the day after a holiday, bring in, you know, all the diarrhea, vomiting dogs. Oh, they got into candy. Oh, they, you know, the stress of people coming in and out of the house, that does affect your dog. And I'm here to help you prevent these situations, help you save money, you know, not having to go to the vet so much, by keeping these thoughts in the back of your mind. Oh, this could happen. Oh, the puppy's not used to it. So let's say you do want to socialize your puppy, but your puppy might be a little anxious. Then short spurts of this exciting time to socialize your puppy. And then puppy goes back inside, put him in his crates, give him a nice soft toy if they can have it and they don't ingest it. Keeping a lot of these things in the back of your mind, because I've seen it so much and I want to help you avoid vet bills. Let's save you money. Let's keep your puppy safe and go from there. But we are very excited for essentially my son, his name is Lucas, his first year trick-or-treating. We're not going to trick-or-treat with him, but really dressing him up. So he's going to be a little deer, and me and my fiance are going to dress as hunters. And I can't wait. I'll share the pictures and show you guys, but I'm very excited to, you know, continue this journey with you and be able to share this type of information. So if there's anything you are interested in learning, in hearing, you want from Scarlett Joe's Redemption, reach out, let me know, call me, text me, email me. I'm available for you. And don't forget, we have the Not Your Average online puppy course, which is also a membership. So each month we're adding value and adding information for you to be a proactive puppy parent. And there's also my headhunter service. So if you are looking for a puppy come Christmas, you want that Christmas puppy, which they are, I wanted to say hatching now. They're not birds. They're coming now, being birthed into the world. And it's an exciting time, but it's also a lot. It's a lot to learn. It's a lot to, are you ready for it? What is the right dog? What is the right breed? What is the right energy? There are a lot of things, and I don't want to overwhelm you or scare you, but then again, that is what my service is for, is to help you make it a fun experience and not get the puppy blues and worry, ooh, did I make the right decision? All right, we're here for you. Have a happy Halloween. I hope you guys stay safe out of the animal emergency hospital and reach out if you need anything. Bye.